Welcome back. Like always, please feel free to engage with us, 072-238-0712. The High Court in Pretoria has ruled in favour of refugees and asylum seekers and ordered the government to include them in the COVID-19 unemployment grant. The court also declared directions issued by Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu unconstitutional and unlawful. Online for comment is legal expert and founder of FGB Legal, Frederick Bakala. Mr. Bakala, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Afternoon, sir. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this ruling by the Pretoria High Court?
The ruling by the Pretoria High Court goes in line with the Labour Organization, International Organization of Labour, Conventions 13, which states that every labour placed in a state of hospitality do benefit all the prerogative based on the state of hospitality, based on the prerogative allowed as by the Constitution. So the High Court of Johannesburg has just respected the spirit of the international law based on the fact that South Africa, by welcoming refugees into South Africa, has given those people right to reside in the country and also benefit all the constitutional rights as enshrined by the United Nations Declaration.
So what was the contention here? Was it about people that are working in the hospitality industry, or was it the question of citizenship?
Basically, it is not based on the fact of the citizenship, but pretty much the lack of cooperation by the South African government. I can tell since the President Mbeki has left the office, many government that has followed afterwards have been disregarding foreigners living into South Africa. South Africa, I can repeat that again, is a member of the United Nations. So being a member of the United Nations, they have to abide to the international regulations. That says, I can recall in 1994 when President Mandela was still in power, he was appointed as the chairperson of the peace talk in Africa, as the commissions that was given a mandate to organize talks with some of the countries in Africa that was pretty much experiencing civil wars and a lot of political tensions. And in that regard, President Mandela signed an accord with the African Union as a way to pretty much decrease the tensions in Africa, to welcome the belligerents into South Africa, to ease the tension in Africa. And that's what actually motivated South Africa to receive Somalians, Ethiopians, Rwandans, Congolese, and all those people living in those countries that found themselves in the political crisis. So by welcoming those people, it's pretty much an indication given by South Africa to the international community that they are going to give those people the possibility to live in South Africa freely and peacefully, and based on the requirement that the Constitution is pretty much giving to all the people living into South Africa. And coming into, as from President Zuma, we started seeing a lot of dents in those regulations. The government has completely began to show a disregard into the foreigners now living into South Africa. So the High Court in Johannesburg is just referring the government into the international law principles that as a government, you have to pretty much abide by the law and cover every human being living into South Africa, being citizen of South Africa, but as long as they do have residency, be it temporary residence or asylum seeker or refugee status, they are having a full right to live into South Africa because they are already being registered as taxpayers. So if they are being registered taxpayers, when it comes to the grant, they are automatically beneficiaries. So if you are, the government is directing tax to them, and when it comes to the fund to support people in a time of crisis and you don't count them, that is pretty much illegal.
Now, the minister was pretty much clear when she was making these announcements. She said this will definitely exclude non-South Africans when it comes to social grant payment. But today, the court has, in fact, given the minister 5 days to quantify the costs of extending this the grants. So what do you think will happen legally in terms of those that did not benefit from this?
Basically, legally, the government has to correct the mistake that they've made, because their behavior was unconstitutional. Why? Because any international mechanism has to be inserted within the constitution. It's a principle of international law. And South Africa is one of the signatories of the United Nations Declaration. So it is pretty much within the spirit of the law for them to work according to what is pretty much written into the Constitution. And by making that mistake, they have to pretty much behave as per the court ruling. The court ruling is giving them a recommendation to include everybody who is a taxpayer in South Africa. So I don't see the reason why foreign national living into South Africa has to be excluded, because there are taxes being deducted from them. So if they are deducting taxes from them, and when it comes to relief conditions in terms of the COVID-19 plan, why are they being excluded? That's pretty much discrimination.
So is there any relief? Because the courts used the word unconstitutional and unlawful. I should believe the minister was aware about this, obviously, before.
So much so. Yeah. Why? Because ministers, they have advisors. And I'm pretty sure that the Minister of Labour, they do have a legal advisor who are advising them as per the regulations. So by going against the constitution, that is pretty much administrative delinquency.
So as it stands, these asylum seekers and refugees are obliged to receive the social grant payment.
They are with their rightful standing to receive those grants. They are with their rightful standing to receive those grants. Why? Because they do have a legal obligations to reside in South Africa. If they are having a work permit, if they are having a refugee status, if they are having an asylum seekers, based by the regulation of South Africa, they are allowed to work. And when they are allowed to work, taxes are being deducted from them. That simply means they are contributing to the well-being of the South African economy. So why should they be disregarded when it comes to the relief fund? It doesn't actually make any sense.
That's Frederick Bakala, founder and legal expert at FGB Legal, speaking to us on that court ruling that happened earlier today concerning the refugees and asylum seekers on the social grant during this COVID period. Mr. Bakala, thanks very much for speaking to us.
You're welcome.
Drive Time 91.3, always on the cutting edge.
Assalamu alaikum and sawadika. Did you know that Simply Asia Heritage Square, located at 96 Short Market Street, is now fully halal certified and serves all your favorite Simply Asia Thai dishes? We're also one of a few bespoke halal sushi restaurants in the CBD. Order now for delivery or collection via our online app, or call 060 Simply D for any.